Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and you are tuned into Holistic Healing and Happiness, my beautiful podcast that I have created to hopefully help raise the vibration of the planet one person at a time. So let's dive into this juicy episode that I have for ye. First, I want to give you this beautiful quote. I want you to feel into the vibrations of the words that I'm about to share with you. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So embrace your power and reclaim your dreams. Are you at the moment, right? Be honest with yourself. Are you feeling lost, unfulfilled, unsure of what the next steps are in your life? You're not alone. So many women out there find themselves at this crossroads, grappling with self-doubt, fear, and lack of clarity about their goals. But here's the truth. You hold immense power within you. The power to break free from limitations, overcome your fears, and create a life that aligns with your deepest desires. Who doesn't want that? Sign us all the way up for that every single day. Thank you very much. So let's explore the deeper reasons behind feeling stuck in our lives. Society's pressures. We're often bombarded with messages about what we should be doing, leading to confusion and comparison. Also, we've got the fear of failure, the fear of not being good enough or making mistakes that can paralyze us. So we stay stuck. We don't move because we're so fearful of getting it wrong. And like I always say to my coaching clients, at the end of the day, you have to get outside of the fear, because there's so many things that we're scared to do. But it's in the trying, where we may fail, that's the opportunity to learn and grow from it. But by keeping stuck and being paralyzed in the one position, your life isn't going to propel forward. And what has happened? You are going to get into stagnant energy. And what's going to happen then? Your vibration is going to be lowered as well. And we don't want that. But what we also can happen as well is we can have lack of self-belief. We may underestimate our own capabilities and doubt our ability to achieve our dreams. Isn't that so sad to think that we have so much self-doubt, that we have so much disbelief in our abilities, that we talk ourselves out of ever achieving the dreams that we truly want? And I said it, I think it was in my full moon offering recently, that could you imagine if you were to go to a graveyard right now, very morbid, the amount of dreams that have been lost and wasted because people were so fearful of trying. Like if I was so fearful and trapped in my scarcity mindset, I wouldn't be self-employed now. I wouldn't be helping hundreds of women because I would have been so scared to move forward. Was it scary to open up my own business? 100%. Was it scary to open up a holistic business where I was tapping into the Reiki frequency, where I was doing IET, whereas I'm tapping into angelic healing, where I'm tapping into my senses, my third eye, into I don't call it mediumship what I do, but again, any of my intuition that comes when I'm with clients, I tap into all of that. Was that scary for me at the beginning? 100%. Not scary for what I was tapping into, but for what people would think of me. Because the old Leanne that they knew, they had opinions on. And I didn't want them to have opinions on the new Leanne. But when I broke free of, I don't give two of what people think of me, my vibration rose. I was able to step into my power, coming into the sacral chakra area, into the solar plexus, and be confident with who I always wanted to be. And that is a powerful place to lead from. But I've got good news for you today. You can overcome these challenges. Here are some powerful steps to help you soar. Reconnect with your values. So what truly matters to you? What kind of life brings you joy and fulfillment? So again, your life, Not your husband's life, not your sister's life, not your kid's life. I am talking to you who is listening to me right now. What truly matters to you? What kind of life brings you joy and fulfillment? What sparks joy within you? Identifying your core values provides a compass to your journey. So what are your values? Challenge your limiting beliefs. Question the negative thoughts holding you back. Are they based on reality or are they based on fear? Replace them with empowering affirmations. And I love this thing that I learned as well, is to set SMART goals. Break down your dreams into achievable steps to create a roadmap for success. And like I say in most of my podcasts, or for anyone that ever meets me even in person, is build a supportive community. Surround yourself with people who believe in you and encourage your growth. Like I always say to my clients, whether it's my holistic clients or my coaching clients, if you don't believe in yourself right now, take my faith in you that you can achieve it. If I can achieve all I've achieved, you can achieve all you're looking to achieve. You never know what way the road is going to go, but you need to move forward in your life. Don't let doubt, don't let fear, don't let any of those things hold you back like a ball and chain. Get the chainsaw out now. Cut through that and go, do you know what? I'm going to try. What's the worst that can happen? If you fail, so what? You tried. You tried, and that's what you have to be proud of. Embrace your self-care as well. So prioritize your physical, mental well-being and to build up the resilience and to tap into your inner strength. If I wasn't looking after my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health for the past decade, as I went through my incredible journey of going through massive, deep grief, anxiety, PTSD, to bring me on this soulful journey, which has brought me in now to a business where I have a holistic practice, where I do Reiki on people massage. I'm now a Reiki master teaching people, and I'm also a coach, and I also facilitate women's circles. If I hadn't gone through all that and I didn't step into my power, I wouldn't be where I am today, and I wouldn't be helping as many women as I'm helping. So again, I had to step out of my comfort zone and realize that, do you know what? I need to give this a try. If I end up back in a call center after it, or if I end up back in, who knows, my very first job at 16 was Supermax. If I end up back in Supermax, who cares? The bills will still get paid. But I want to try it my way because I'm sick of living my life on everyone else's terms. I want to live my life on my terms. Now, this is not to say that you need to become self-employed. This isn't for someone. It is for someone for self-employed, but it's also for anyone that just wants to try something new. Remember, your journey is unique to you. Be patient, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in yourself. You have the power to rise above, reclaim your dreams, and create a life that you truly sparks joy within you and your soul. I hope this really helps someone today, and it helps them to connect and believe that they have the power within them to be happy, to do the deeper work, to transform their lives. But you have to invest in yourself. I've invested thousands in myself over the past decade to get me to where I am today. And it was worth every single cent. And I am so happy and grateful that I invested in myself. I've had to borrow money to invest in myself because I knew by borrowing, I knew the investment that I was making was going to work out because I was going to show up. I remember borrowing money from my dad. Was it during lockdown? Of course, my business was closed down. And I remember saying to my husband, I was like, this is something that I need to do to invest in myself. I know this is going to be the gap that's within. It was the piece of the jigsaw puzzle that was missing, that I needed to take the leap to get me to the next level in where I wanted to go. And I borrowed that money from my dad. I paid him back in quicker time, and I showed up every single day to what I was investing in. So invest in yourself. It doesn't mean that you need to invest in money. It could be that you're investing going out walking every day now, whatever that may look like to you. But you need to invest in yourself. Reconnect with your values. What truly matters to you? What kind of life brings you joy? Think of the future. What type of a life do you want to live that's going to give you joy, that is going to leave you feeling fulfilled? Identify those core values and they will help navigate you. And again, as I always say, we don't need to know all the steps, but we just need to take the first one and then the next one will present itself to us. So let's give self-doubt a kick up the arse. Let's give the failure the two fingers. Let's give the society's pressures and your old programmings again another kick up the backside. Because we're done with feeling how we're feeling when we feel stuck. We don't want to be stuck anymore. We want to soar. We want to embrace the goddess within us. And we want to shine so brightly that anyone that comes in contact with us on a daily basis will want what we have. And again, I'm not saying this in a sales way, in a salesy way that we have to be selling something, but they're going to be like, oh my God, what are you doing? You look amazing. What are you doing? You know the way you've had people come up to you before going, oh my God, have you changed your hair? Your hair is amazing. Oh my God, what makeup are you using? Your makeup looks amazing. You want people to energetically tap into you now and go, what are you doing? You just seem so happy. That's coming back to you being fulfilled and full of joy because you've raised your vibration, because you've prioritized yourself, you've become unstuck. You are now soaring like the beautiful goddess that you are and that you came here to be. So go spread your wings, go fly. Be the beautiful woman that you are meant to be from the inside out because you are beautiful. And as I always say, you are the most unique, beautiful person there is. Always remind yourself that on a daily basis and go be the best version of yourself that you can be. Make the investments, whatever it may be, and start today. Never give up on yourself. And if you don't have faith in yourself, take my faith in you that you can achieve anything you set out to achieve. So go fly. And again, if you've enjoyed this episode, please, please like, share, do whatever you need to do. And please feel free to share it with someone else today that it might give them either the kick up the arse or to reconfirm that they're doing a great job and to stay the course. So thank you, thank you, thank you from my heart chakra to yours, sending you so much love and light. Mwah, mwah, mwah.